Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The ocean depths, already shrouded in darkness and mystery, are now home to a new order. Within this haunting netherscape, a cadre of unwitting architects, the marine animals, have been recarving the abyss into a stranger, more alien space than ever before. As the world above deals with the aftermath of relentless environmental neglect, our once teeming seas have fallen silent, as described in The Sea's Lament, Understanding the Silence of Once Singing Waters. Yet life in a strange new form persists, redesigning the very topology of their world. Explorers venturing into these new abyssal depths have reported startling architectural feats. Coral-like structures, spiraling and twisted, now perforate the seabed. Trenches have been widened and deepened by unknown forces. It would seem as though the marine animals, responding to the disturbances caused by climate change and ecological decay, have initiated their own form of radical adaptation. Survival instincts, triggering unnatural transformations. Biologists theorize that the catalyst for this unnerving phenomenon stems from a primal drive to survive in hostile conditions. As the ocean temperatures rise and the chemistry of the waters shift into something more corrosive, flora and fauna alike must adapt or perish. Entities that once would have adorned the shallows, colorful fish, lithe anemones, and patient starfish, have been noticed to migrate deeper, perhaps driven there by the whirling, unsettled conditions above. In the deeper, cooler waters, these creatures have begun to engineer their own refuges. They twist and mold the seabed, assisted by thermal vents and unconventional geological processes, processes that seem as though they have been amplified by the changing climate. Amidst these sculpted landscapes, life clings to existence. Bizarre and unsettling, these habitats are alive in a way that would be unrecognizable to a time traveler from a mere half century prior. What were once dynamic marine sonnets are now but eerie echoes, a marine acoustician commented on the expedition, recalling the silent waters up above. Yet, he continued, even these echoes are the testament of remarkable resilience. Designer dystopia, the bleak beauty of a resilient marine life. This resilience translates into a twisted beauty, an aesthetic of survival. Some may find an uninvited appreciation in the new marine strangeness, the way life asserts itself amidst calamity. It's not lost on the observers that every spire, every trench, tells the story of a life struggling against the environmental apocalypse wrought by human hands. Photographs captured by submersibles show haunting seascapes, monumental constructions by worms, mussels binding together towering spires amidst glacial slow dance of detrital snowfall. An underwater photographer involved with the project speaks of the emotional toll of witnessing such stark changes. It's a melancholic beauty, a testament to the yearning for survival. His voice trails off, and a reminder of what has been lost. This stark contrast between nature's undying will and the current state of our oceans paints a picture both bleak and mesmerizing. Humanity's indelible mark, this unintentional redesign of the marine environment, is a stark illustration of the lasting influence mankind holds over the natural world. It's a morose kind of legacy, one formed not by intention, but by neglect. These changes, as spectacular as they are somber, will be our everlasting fingerprint on this planet, reflects an ecological philosopher, a geological testimony of the Anthropocene. While many ecosystems collapse, others manage to persist, evolve, or even thrive under conditions that seem apocalyptic. Yet, evolution and adaptation often produce strange fruits, and the new depths of our oceans, remodeled by climate refugees from the shallows, are an eloquent, eerie monument to this phenomenon. Will the legacy of humanity be a silent testament etched into the landscapes of a future abyss, witnessed by creatures that have forgotten the songs of their ancestors? Only time and the deep will tell. And so the architects of the abyss carry on, unaware that their struggle and transformation paint the truest picture of a world in flux. Underneath the surface, a new narrative is being written into the seabed, one where every ripple and rearrangement is as significant as the earth shifting underfoot.